Those AIG bonuses continue to get a lot of attention. Today, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke told Congress that he wanted to sue the insurance company to stop the executive payouts. He never went through with it, though. Meanwhile, 15 of the top 20 bonus recipients at AIG have agreed to return the money, $50 million out of a total of $165. If those executives were working in Sweden, they might have no choice. Sweden is banning bonuses to managers who work at state-owned companies. From now on, those managers will receive a fixed wage and no more. Anders Borg is Sweden's finance minister. He joins us from Stockholm. Mr. Borg, what brought you to the decision to ban bonuses outright?
Well, I think for the taxpayers in periods of crisis, it's very important that everybody is perceived of sitting in the same boat. And there has been an outcry against a very greedy bonus culture. And it was important for us to set a hallmark for the private sector by indicating that in this kind of very, very difficult time, bonuses are not acceptable.
How big of an issue has this been in Sweden?
It has been a tremendously big issue. We have had a large discussion, a heated discussion, basically around the fact that we are now building up very, very large systems to guarantee the banks and to help the banks. And in that kind of environment, when we are actually risking taxpayers' money, it is very important that the executives, the top executives, are very clear that they can't earn these kind of humongous bonuses.
And the French and Dutch governments took the same step this week. I'm wondering, do you think that this is the start of a widespread trend in Europe?
Well, I would hope that we could reach some kind of international agreement on these issues, because bonuses and executive pay are I would say, a very important part of the problem, in especially the financial sector. If we have very, very strong incentives for people to take risks, it's very likely that they will take excessive risks and therefore cause costs for the taxpayers, given that eventually financial sector companies that are systemically important are always trading, so to speak, on the taxpayers' balance sheet.
Well, I mean, are you all at all concerned that if you don't offer bonuses, you won't be getting the best people running these companies?
I think you could get excellent people doing their jobs as doctor or professors or lawyers and also executives without paying them bonuses. It's fair that they could get a decent wage, but in the financial sector, for executives, where you have a strong risk that the tendency to excessive risk-taking would be overwhelming, I think there's a strong case for not having bonuses.
And this is sort of a personal thing for you. From what I understand, you received a bullet inside a letter complaining about bonuses last week. Can you tell us about that?
Well, we basically have the policy of not commenting on specific threats to it has been a heated debate in Sweden. I don't think that this threat was actually directed towards me, but rather towards some of the executives. And I have had very strict instructions from the Secret Service not to give any specific comments on that kind of threat.
Well, if I could just elaborate briefly on it, I mean, it was sent by a group, the Revolutionary Front, with an angry letter and asking you to use this 22 caliber shell on one of the executives who received a bonus in order to return those funds to the country's pensioners. Do you think what has happened with AIG has shifted the thought on executive bonuses forever? This ban that you're proposing for Sweden, is this something that you see lasting for a long time?
I think the whole of the financial industry will have to rethink executive pay and bonuses in general, because I think we can't protect ourselves against the next crisis, because the economic development are always unforeseeable. But one part that I don't think that we will see again is the extreme culture that we saw in the last 5 or 10 years. For the foreseeable future, I think we have a shift towards more of core values in doing business for your clients, rather than this kind of very, very speculative and greedy phenomena that we've seen over the last 5 or 10 years.
Well, thank you very much. Anders Borg is Sweden's finance minister.
Thank you very much.